Welcome to a new episode of my show.
This is going to be a very interesting one, I can say that. Okay, this is going to be my last show of the year. Wow, I remember talking about the NFL week one and my predictions from that. And now I'm talking about the NBA finals in June, from September to June. I talked about so many different sports and playoffs and stuff like that. So today my focus is just going to be the NBA because it is the finals. But I will be trying to talk about all sports, even if there's not much to talk about, mainly because it is my last show and won't be able to talk about it until September. Today it is June 7th, 2022. Alrighty, so the series for the finals is tied 1-1. The Celtics steal that home game advantage, which is huge. Now, you might still think, well, it's even. It's 1-1. But in a lot of ways, it's not even. In one way, I could say it's you lost home advantage, and that is pretty big. Like, that is not okay. You're not gonna, if you lose home court advantage at home, that leaves the door wide open for the away team. Now I'll explain it, because now Celtics are gonna have momentum, knowing that if they can win a game in Golden State, why not win both of their games at home? Now, say they win both games. They're up 3-1. The Warriors are not coming back from that. Now, it's been a great two games. Game one, it was really a good contested game. The Warriors really took over in the third and fourth, having a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Celtics came back with lots of role players stepping up to the game. I mean, I wouldn't say role players, but not the top two players, 3, 4, 5, and 6-ish, stepped up, and that's the reason they won. Jason Tatum did not have the best game. Had an okay game. In game two, the Warriors. So this, again, we're back at it, back and forth at halftime. But unfortunately, the Warriors just took over in third quarter, and the Celtics did not come back this time. And the same players had a good game. The first game did not have a good game. The second game, three players did not scored exactly two points. Al Horford, Robert Williams, and Marcus Smart. That is not good. That is not going to get you a win against the Golden State Warriors, I can tell you that. But since Klay has been in a little cold streak, I don't know why, my prediction is his Celtics in six, because I think they're a better team around with Klay being the way he's been playing. I think I'd rather take the Celtics, because Curry's going to have to play amazing every game, and Draymond's going to have to keep playing the way he's been playing. But if Klay keeps this up, I think the Celtics have it in six. But yeah, that's my prediction for that. Now, I want to talk about, what is it? Okay, let's move on to the baseball side. I'm a New York Yankees fan. They're doing great. The Yankees are first, I think, in their division, league, and I think they're the best in the MLB standings. I'm going to look at that really quick just to see maybe if they're, because I know the Mets are right with them. And the Mets, if the Mets and Yankees go in the World Series, that would be a great World Series. That would be very entertaining, because I haven't stayed up for a full World Series in a while. Okay, so there was a small interruption because there was a fire drill, so let's get back right to where I was. I was talking about the Yankees, the MLB standings, because I remember I just heard a noise on the door, and I was like, huh? And then out of nowhere, the fire alarms just went off, so it was just a fire drill. So, okay. Yep, the Yankees are the top of the MLB. So, yeah. I think the Yankees are top contenders for the World Series. Now, switch to a different sport. I want to talk about the let's go NHL. The New York Islanders, the disappointing season. Okay, so like I was saying, I think the Rangers are going to win the Stanley Cup, and now I have someone in here with me, so we're going to backtrack to basketball, and we're going to make our predictions for the rest of the finals and what we think has happened so far. You go first.
So, I was right. What happened?
We are not.
What happened?
We're not talking.
You're like, oh, I won Heat in the 7, and then you said, oh, I think Luka can play Magic.
We're not talking.
I knew the Celtics were being underrated.
Okay, maybe it was a bad prediction.
I knew they were being underrated.
But
everyone was like, oh, the Heat are better. No, I knew they would be underrated. And that was right.
Let's talk about the finals.
I got Warriors in 6.
I got Celtics in 6. Tell me why you think Warriors in 6.
I got Warriors in 6. I had Warriors in 6 on the last podcast.
Explain.
Same podcast,
explain.
Warriors in 6.
Explain.
Same as before.
Explain.
They just have better players.
Why do you think they beat the Celtics?
Better
in
bench,
six?
Better players, better everything.
Be more specific.
They got blown out.
Be more specific.
So the Celtics got blown out game 2.
Celtics came back 14 in game 1.
Okay, and they still lost.
What are you talking about?
They got blown out game 2.
But they won game 1.
But they still
And this is in Golden State, so they stole home court advantage.
And they still got blown out.
What? You still haven't named a valid reason
why
the Warriors are going to beat the Celtics. You're saying better players.
I literally said better players, better bench.
How
is that not
a
valid reason?
Bench?
How do they not? How is that not a better valid reason?
Who on their bench is good?
Jordan Poole?
I'm pretty sure he's a starter.
No, because he's point guard.
He's a shooting guard.
So is it says point guard.
I'm pretty sure they just play 3 guards.
Isn't Clay a shooting guard or something?
Warriors starting lineup. Oh yeah, okay, alright. He is backup.
Yeah, he's backup point guard instead of Curry.
Alright.
Is Draymond a starter?
Yeah, Draymond's a starter. Draymond's only there to help out the other players.
Okay, then who's backup center?
Backup center?
Yeah.
For who?
There's Golden State.
Golden State centers. James Wiseman. Oh, no, he's injured. Nemanja, I don't even know.
He's trash.
Hold on, do you want to try these headphones?
But what do you think about the Celtics and what about their bench? Huh? How is their bench better?
Well, otherwise.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Celtics bench.
You don't even know their bench. You can't be talking.
Celtics roster. Okay, yeah. There's so many players. Peyton Pritchard,
trash.
When he comes off the bench, he light up the threes. Derek White. Okay,
no,
if you
he's
say
terrible.
He Derek White
he's
is not terrible.
He's terrible.
All right, this is. But at least I want to explain how the games are gonna go. Game 3. It's easily going to be Celtics. They take the 2-1 series. I think the Celtics also take both games at home. They're up 3-1. But then the Warriors, I think, are going to come back at home, make a stand at make it 3-2. Then the Celtics are going back home with this momentum. from their other games they were winning. They still have it. They're at home. They remember what happened last time. They win it in six.
Both your predictions are wrong last time.
The Celtics are winning in six. No matter how it happens, the Celtics are winning in six.
That's a prediction.
It's a fact.
You said the Heat were beating them, which and then it now was you're literally a one. And then now shot you're writing them. You're like, oh, the words.
It was a one shot difference.
So it doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't know why you think that. All right, who's better, Jason Tatum or Klay Thompson? There's only one answer.
Tatum. Okay. Thompson's trash.
Exactly. Who's better, Draymond? Hold on, let me look. Celtics starting five. Okay, who's better, Al Horford or Kevon Looney?
Looney's a backup. He's not a starter.
No, Looney's a starting center.
Draymond.
No, Draymond's a power forward.
You literally just said Draymond's a center.
No. So who's better, Looney or Robert Williams?
Looney.
Okay, who's better, Al Horford or Looney?
Looney.
Looney's better than Al Horford.
Horford dropped 2 in 28 minutes. That's not good.
That's one game. I'm talking about overall.
I don't know.
You're saying, so I have this on record.
Okay, then what else? What else do you got there?
All right, Jason Tatum's better than Clay, and he's better than. Who's your small forward? I don't know. Warriors small forward. Oh, Wiggins. Oh, easily then. Jason Tatum's better than Wiggins. Every day. The Celtics are just better overall.
You can't even say Steph Curry because you know Steph Curry.
Obviously, I'm not going to mention the best point guard in the NBA.
Better than all of them combined. Easily.
Overall, Jason Tatum is better than Curry.
No, he's not.
But Curry.
No, Curry's way better. When Curry's, if you think Jason Tatum is better, you're just.
Maybe not.
You're delusional.
Actually. I'm saying on. Usually, Curry.
Steph has better handles. Has better shooting.
He can
better mid range. Better layups.
Okay.
Better finishing.
He's not a better finisher than
Tatum. Yes, he is. What does Tatum do then? Yeah, that's what I thought. Better dribbling. Better ball handling.
Okay, maybe Curry's better than Tatum, but I still would rather have Tatum try to leave my team. Curry.
Hell no.
I wouldn't.
That's biased.
I hate the Celtics. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't like the Celtics.
I'd rather have Curry all day.
I'd rather have Curry on my team, but right now, for Jason Tatum, I'd rather have.
And Curry's a better leader too.
Yeah, but I'm saying. If I want a better overall player to do everything, I want Jason Tatum.
That doesn't even make sense.
Right now.
Steph Curry's better than everything.
Curry is not going to just. He really needs Draymond. He gets all. Did you see one of those plays where he just kept getting moving screens from Draymond? Like, Jason Tatum creates his own shot.
Yeah, and so can Curry.
I can't guarantee Curry can make a fadeaway.
Yeah, he's better.
Curry cannot make
fadeaway. He's better because they triple guard him all the time.
Curry is better,
that's
but
why
I still
better.
Want Tatum in these finals.
Tatum is just sidesteps.
I don't know
all
how to explain
time.
It. I just
he just sidesteps all the time. That's all he does.
All Curry does is get picks from Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, but he okay. So if he didn't get picks, he'd be double guarded, right?
Okay.
But why is he double guarded? Because he's the best player.
Because he can make wide open
threes. Because he's the best player.
He can. Yeah, he's the best 3-point shooter of all time. But I'm saying overall, Jason Tatum is a better scorer.
No.
That was the point I was trying to make. No. Jason Tatum is a way better scorer overall.
No.
Jason Tatum is a better scorer. You serious?
Yep.
Score counts, layups, mid range, and threes. All right. So since you have to go in a second. Alright, let's make our final predictions for tomorrow night. Who you got? What's the score?
I don't know the score, but.
You're gonna make a score. Just make a score.
I got Warriors, and I got Celtics, and then I got.
No, just tomorrow night. Just tomorrow night.
It's Warriors. It's tomorrow night.
But what's the score?
Like 120 to like. 120 to like 111 or something.
121. I got Celtics. I think it's gonna be a little lower than that. 106 to 101. All right, after now my guest has left, we're going to finish talking about other sports. Let's look at the NHL playoffs. NHL playoffs. That is definitely what I'm looking up. We got the Rangers tonight versus the Lightning. Now, it's tied Oh, no, the Rangers are up 2-1. I think the Lightning at home, I think they take this game, too, and they tie it up 2-2. That's just my prediction, though. It's very debatable, but I think it's going to happen. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm trying to look at all the other games. Oilers. Okay. Oh, so the Avalanche got the sweep. I think the Avalanche are going to the Stanley Cup. Wow, that's big. I'm just gonna make sure though. Avalanche playing the Stanley Cup. That's huge. I'm very proud of them. It's crazy. I got a few more minutes. I'll make it about... Oh, yeah, football. Now, football season's coming up. Seahawks and Broncos. Seahawks are my favorite team. I also like the Jets. And then basketball is Thunder Knicks. Baseball is Yankees. And hockey is Islanders. And then a few other teams, you know, and a few other sports. But those are the main teams. But for the Seahawks, Russell Wilson is making a return to Seattle week one on Monday Night Football. I think the Seahawks won the game. I'm not being biased. I'm just saying the Seahawks are going to come out with insane energy. One, because it's the first game of the season. And two, when your player leaves your team, and I'm not saying it's for a bad thing. Just like if when Kevin Durant left the Thunder, that was in a bad way. But Russell Wilson left in a peaceful way, I think, at me and the Seahawks fans. Other Seahawks fans are not mad at Russell Wilson, but... You know, if any player leaves your team, you want to beat them. You want to show them why they should have still been on your team if they leave. Just, it's like, if you wanted to trade them, it's different. But the Seahawks didn't necessarily want to let him go, but he wanted it out. But it wasn't necessarily in a bad way. So, we don't hate Russell Wilson. But we still want to beat him on Monday Night Football. That's at least my perspective on it. Now, I would become a huge... Broncos would become huge in my list of favorite teams, except my friend is a team... one of his favorite teams, and he's not going to stop talking about them unless they do bad. So I want them to do well. I want Russell to do well, but I really don't want the Broncos as like a whole to do well. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's just my take on it. So for... You know what, for the Stanley Cup, I got the Lightning winning again. And then for the MLB, I got the Yankees winning the World Series. For basketball, I got the Celtics winning and the finals. And football, I mean, my way too early prediction, I'm going to go... I think I'm going to go with the... This is really hard. It's coming down to the wire on my show, so I'm going to make this prediction quick. Oh. I think the 2022-2023 Super Bowl champions are... And I want to explain this on my next show next year. So my Super Bowl champions are...
the one and only Las Vegas Raiders.